When cold weather hits, we think about keeping ourselves and our kids warm and our vehicles operating. Lost in this cold weather train of thought are our pets, specifically our dogs. Of course, yeah, we have our habits and rituals with our dogs of walking them, letting them out, and even leaving them out with the assumption that animals handle the cold better than we do. The reality, quite different, which makes many pet routines dangerous and even deadly at this time of year. Here talking about the right way to care for your dog in winter and the work that her organization does to help neglected dogs is the Vice President of Guardians of Rescue, Dori Schofield. Thanks for being here today, Dori.
I'm happy to be here.
And website is guardiansofrescue.org. Learn more about this issue. And you can also check out the Guardians of Rescue TV show, The Guardians. It's on Animal Planet. It started on January 7th at 10 p.m. And be sure to add that to your must-viewing schedule. And it is true, Dori, that we get into the habits and we maybe forget about our surroundings. We make the wrong assumptions. And by doing what we think is just very innocent, maybe even beneficial for the dog, we are actually putting their lives at risk in many ways, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, my rule of thought is if it's too cold for you out there, chances are it's too cold for your dog. Unless you have a Siberian Husky or a Samoyed or one of those breeds, it's too cold for animals out there. No animal belongs outside, certainly not our companion animals.
So what is it that the Guardians of Rescue is doing this time of year to raise the awareness and do some rescuing as you go along your mission?
Well, that's the key word, awareness and education, telling people that this is not acceptable for our companion animals out in the cold. And if for some reason the animal has to stay outside because some landlords don't let them keep the dog in the house or whatever the reason may be. And we cannot just go and remove people's dogs. That's what people need to know. They are always like, why didn't you just take the dog? We can't just take the dog. And the state laws are very, very lax on what is adequate housing for a dog. So a dog can have a little plywood house outside, and that could be legally acceptable. To us, it's not acceptable at all. So what we'll do is we approach the homeowners and, you know, we try to get them to bring the dog in the house, or we build them a better house, an insulated house, something that that dog is going to be much, much warmer in the wintertime. We even put heat pads in them that are, you know, for outdoor use. So it's about protecting and improving their lives, whatever way we have to do it.
That's something Guardians of Rescue is doing throughout the New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia region. We can learn more about that and support their work, by the way, over guardiansofrescue.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you mentioned, too, Dori, that there are lax laws. And there's no state law per se, but I know that it varies community by community, at least here in New Jersey. Seems like there's more focus of during the summer and dogs in heat dangerous situations like locked cars, or left in enclosed spaces in the hot weather. It seems like the lawmakers, by and large, are neglecting the cold weather
risks. Absolutely. That and the tethering laws. I mean, there's nothing worse than being out in the heat or the cold, except being out in the heat or the cold tied up. So you can't find a warm spot, or you can't find a cool spot in the summertime. So these anti-tethering laws are very important, and a lot of townships and communities are changing their laws within their municipalities, which is really good. But being tied up in this horrible weather is just, it's just brutal. It's brutal.
There have been attempts made here in New Jersey. I was doing some research. It was in the State Assembly A3152. It didn't make it past September of last year. Some amendment procedures never made it to a final vote. But it's called it establishes requirements concerning necessary care of dogs, domestic companion animals, service animals, and for tethering dogs. And this would have, if it became law, and hopefully they'll reintroduce this and make it so, that dogs can't be tied up outside between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. They have to be on a 12-foot long or longer tether. They can't be tied up with less than 12 feet to walk in any one condition. Outdoor temperature is 32 degrees or below. They have to go inside. Adverse weather like wind, rain, snow, hail, sleet, same thing. So there are members in the State House, David Wolf and Assemblyman Gregory McGuckin specifically, who are trying to get laws passed in the state for tethering. So that's a good thing.
Those are awesome steps in the right direction. And a lot of it, Chris, is common sense. I mean, people will tie their dogs outside on their deck. Next thing you know, we have a dog that just hung himself on a deck.
Yeah.
I mean, people have to use their common sense. Tethering to me is, you know, a taboo period. But if they have to do it, whether it's, you know, what, sometimes an elderly person will have to put a dog out on a tethered run because they can't go outside with the dog, but then get them back inside. Just use common sense.
And
these laws shouldn't even have to exist if we all use common sense.
And don't do things on the cheap either. There are tethers you can get that are retractable, so the dog doesn't get hung up. It pulls out as far as the dog goes out to its limit, obviously. I think the shortest one is about 12 feet. And it retracts,
right,
so there isn't a slack that endangers the dog that way.
Absolutely. I mean, again, just using common sense. And these laws are all great, but the next step is enforcing the laws. So now you have to get people out there to enforce the laws, whether it's public safety or whatever the township requires. I mean, enforcement is key to any law. And it's tough when people have these animals in their backyard. So we just encourage people to do the right thing. And if we go into a yard where the dog is, that the house doesn't have a fenced in area, you know, we'll build a dog run for that dog and put the dog house in there. So we'll do whatever we can do to make the life better for that dog for that day. And that's all we can do, one at a time.
So Doris Gofeld from the Guardians of Rescue, guardiansofrescue.org is their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For the person who, nevertheless, obviously a dog has to go. You can't be a shut-in, both you or your dog, for an entire winter. What are some just easy things to pay attention to when you're going to go outside with your dog?
Easy things to pay attention to, just make sure that the area is clear for the dogs. I mean, I get dogs that slip on the ice, they rupture cruciate ligaments, and it can be just as dangerous for a dog as it is for a human being. Antifreeze, be careful with antifreeze. It's very toxic to animals. They do make antifreeze that is non-toxic. They make that pet safe ice melt,
right,
for your pets outside. Make sure that if you have a dog that doesn't have a lot of fur, he has a little coat on. Little simple things like that. And think about yourself. How would I want to be outside? And apply that to your animal. The same things you would do for your kids, I want you to do for your animals. Make sure they're safe. Make sure they're warm. And just do the right thing. And don't leave them out for long periods of time. 15 minutes, that's it, especially when it gets really cold.
And what if you see a pet and a dog in danger, whether it's in a cold vehicle or in private property? Because obviously you start thinking, well, I don't want to wind up facing trespassing charges.
Absolutely. None of us want to wind up facing trespassing charges. You need to call, if it's urgent, call the police. If it's an animal in not imminent danger, immediately call your animal control, your local SPCA, and just keep calling. Keep making these complaints because it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. If you don't get anywhere, absolutely call Guardians of Rescue, and we will do our best to rectify the situation.
Or if nothing else, and I'm not saying this as a confrontation, but if it's a vehicle or a home and you've got a few moments, wait for a person to show up and don't confront them, but educate them.
Absolutely. Education is key. Awareness and education. And that's what we're trying to share with the world. And that's why, to me, this TV show is bringing our message to the masses of how to protect and improve the lives of animals.
And the TV show is The Guardians. It's on Animal Planet. It premiered January 7th at 10 p.m. weekly show, and it will be education, and it will be not just for yourself, but information you can share, because we all know dog owners and pet owners, and we always overlook the obvious. If you want to be honest about it, I'm talking to you as well as to myself, and you just have to be careful because you are caring for another life, and that life has expectations and needs of you. That's part of the bargain when you bring a dog or any pet into your house. So there are important things that you cannot overlook, especially this time of year. Learn more about this issue. Support the work of Guardians of Rescue. You can do all that at guardiansofrescue.org. We've been joined by their Vice President, Doris Gofeld. Doris, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much.